Okay, we are learning. We started yesterday, Yane Beit HaMitzarim. And we said that there's a minhag that the Ramah quotes. Oh, wait. The Zeta Nishmas, start again. Sorry. Zeta Nishmas, Avi Mari, Yatok, Mitzvah Pinchas. Zeta Nishmas, Dani Yatok, Shreina, as Yeshua followed. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, again, the Zeta Nishmas, Avi Mari, Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas, the Zeta Nishmas, Daniel Shainabas, Yeshua Fowl. Okay, so we're, packet, you have the packets, everyone have the packets, Beit HaMitzarim, packet one, does everyone have it? Somebody can, to send Rabbi Bruckheimer.
Sure, what's your email?
Rabbi Baum. Okay, so yesterday, everyone got it? Rabbi Bruckheimer, you got it? Baum?
I didn't email it yet. I'm going to also, I have the email. I'm just going to make a link for the folder. It's because he's using his phone. But I just sent the email.
Okay, so Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori, Yachim Mitzel Pichas, Zeche Nishmas Nadiel Shedevas, Yeshua Falak. Okay, so... So the question at hand, the Beit HaMitzarim starts with Shivasa Batamas. So the Shaila is, Shivasa Batamas is the fast that we start in the daytime. Right? The fast is in the day. We don't fast at night. So when is Beit HaMitzarim? Does Beit HaMitzarim start in the daytime, or does Beit HaMitzarim start at the nighttime? Nafkamin is, could you have a chasana the night of Shiva Sabatamas. Right? The night of Shiva Sabatamas. This year, Shiva Sabatamas is what? It's
Shabbos.
Shabbos. Right. So the Eshel Avram of Buchach, you know, speaks about the old minhag that people used to make chasanas on Friday. They'd make chasanas on Friday. You know, in Europe, that was very common. So the Shailas, you have to obviously do it before Shabbos starts, which is the Shaila of Kinyan Meshabbos. But you have a bigger Shaila if that Shabbos is Shiva Sabatamas, then you're violating the minhag of having a chasana during Beit HaMitzarim. So the Muchacha on page 10 says, oh, Shalo Yisan Hashim Beit HaMitzarim. In other words, if it's you have a bigger, even a more chamerdicker thing, not to have a chasana at night on Friday night, not only because of this kinyan b'shamis, because Friday night is the beginning of Beit HaMitzarim. If like this year, when Shivasa Batamas is on Shabbos. So therefore, it's another reason that you should be makdim, that it should be done before shkia, if you're making chasana on Friday when that night is the beginning of Beit HaMitzarim. But you see that the Eish El Avram clearly holds that Beit HaMitzarim starts at night, even though we're not fasting till the daytime. Beit HaMitzarim starts at night.
According to the Bachach, you couldn't take a haircut on the night of the 17th, even the 7th.
You would not be able to take a haircut, Pashtus, because Beit HaMitzarim starts that day, that night. The Erev Ayvoker, the Hebrew day, starts at night, and therefore you would be asked to. So Beit HaMitzarim, he says. He says, Ulai Mechlola Gam Beit HaShemashos. Ulai Karash. Ulai. Right. Yeah. But maybe the Chomer as well. So there is a discussion about Tanesim. If a person's the Kabbal Tainus, so. You know, he's supposed to be mekabel tainus before the mincha, before. So even if he's only fasting, say, that day, in the daytime, but he's mekabel tainus from before. He's mekabel tainus by mincha, the mincha before, is mekabel tainus. So the shaila is, does he say anenu? When does he start saying anenu? So we know our practice is we only say anenu in the daytime if we're not, you know, fasting. Yeah. But so there is a machlokes rishonim between the Baal HaMor and others whether you should say anenu even at night. Because maybe the night is the day of the times. Even though we're not fasting till starting the Los HaShachar, but the day, the Hebrew calendar, Yom Tzom Taniseinu, maybe you could say already by Maariv. So this is a machloikis between the Baal HaMor and others, whether you should say Aneinu by Maariv or not. The Baal HaMor shita here is a machloikis between Rashi and the Baal HaMor. Between the Baal HaMor and other Rishonim, whether you say Anenu, even though you're fasting only in the daytime, whether you could still say Anenu in the where you should say Anenu, even in the at night. So that's what Rav Moshe Feinstein here, page 14. Want to say that maybe that's the machloikis. That if you hold like the Baal HaMor, that you only say anenu in the daytime when you're fasting in the day, it's because Yom Tom Taniseinu is only in the daytime. So maybe the word of the tzom is really the daytime, and Mimele Bein HaMetzarim really starts only in the daytime. So if you needed to make a chasana at night, or you forgot to get a haircut the night before, you would be able to. But according to the shitas that say that you say anenu even at night, again, we're not talking, even though, in other words, we're talking about a situation where you're still going to be eating that night, because you're not going to start till the daytime. When do you start saying biyom tzom atani seinu? So that's
kind of strange.
Yeah, so that's what the if you want to see in the Baal HaMor here in the Ran on page 12, he discusses this when he says that he says in the second wide line on page 12, Aval Girsis Rashi Yochid Shekibel of Tainis. He says like this. He says the Rif Shita is that no, that lo mi boim arvish al yisyot of rishumuna in mispal bo tfilas tainis dechi omur yom tzom atainis azere elohi sa'ana bo tzman nikar vidaitum lechol biyan el afilu lon mutanis ushim sa'ana kol alayla afal pike in lamochar in mispal tfilas tainis shum shefer denokta etc. The Mocha said, Sarah Loma, the figure Sasso, so Rashi's out, the figure Sasso, so Ravafasi, as he shopper, Fay. So he says that the Rif says, look at the top of the Rif. I'm resuming Vhuna Yochin Shekibel, a lot of tinyness, Shneyam Zahazah. A person says he's going to fast Tuesday and Wednesday. I feel Ochel Vashosa Kol Halayla, the Mocha Mispalt Filas Tinyness. Lamba Taniso in his pal, Colombi Mokibel of Tainis, Aliomecha Bovad, Isana also Ayom Valila Nimla, Colombo Taniso Lamacha, Amos Pal, Filas Tainis. So if you Mikabel of Mibodyom, then you're going to fast. And according to some Rishonim, you can even say Tfilas Tainus at night. So Rav Moshe writes on page 14. He says this Alti Midili Agor Rav Nachum Palak Mishnas Tovshin Yud Shechal Shilos Abatanis Biyom Echad Imish Lasses Nesuin Belel Motzei Shabbos. You know, in those days, people used to Rabbi Shreiber. You remember the days when people used to make chasanas on Motzei Shabbos. You know, not so much anymore.
Not at all.
Yeah. The shafti l'shorach. So Moshe says, if it's a tzorach, you can make a chasana on. Can make a chasana on Shivas of Thomas at night. He says, l'chora tali ze machlokes rishonim tainis maskil b'layelov omer manein u'bor tainis b'balamor. Tainis Yudal, she ain't no minimum, she be tainis maskil by boker, the gam dine benim tsar, but it's chelim el by boker. But according to the other Rishonim that say that you could say aneinu at night, because it's considered the yom tzom tainis seinu by night, even though you're eating it at night, you're still saying aneinu. Yom tzom tainis seinu. Yeah.
Rabbi Simon, that was the case where the Shivasa was Sunday, actual Shivasa was Sunday, but not like this year where we are actually fasting on the 18th.
Yeah, but he's saying, but he says that the Rif and the Rashi and the Ramban, they hold that you say Aneinu. So he says, at first glance, he wants to say that it's a machlokas rishonim when to say aneinu if you're only fasting in the daytime. So the Rashi and the Rif and the Ramban say that you're going to say aneinu even at night. And the Balamor says you say aneinu only in the daytime, and he says that maybe that's the machlokes of when Beit HaMitzarim starts. And according to the Balamor, Beit HaMitzarim only starts in the daytime. According to the other Rishonim that say that you say aneinu even at night, because it's, even though we're only fasting in the day, but it's still called Yom Tzom Taniseinu at night, and therefore it's made of tzara. So he says you could say like that, but you could say that even though you said, according to the Rishonim that say you say Yom Tzom Taniseinu at night, but maybe since you're not fasting until the daytime, maybe the Beit HaMitzarim only starts. We call Mokum Linyan Zeh Shemitin Elohi Odo Lesom Klal Elo Sheyichayim Midig Baal Mishum Aveil Zerabim Efshar Gam Harif Rashi Ramban Asovim Tainis Maskil Be'erev Yodu Shal Inyan Zeh Hurat Yehazman Shemikah Shem Zabon Shum Mehaboker Rechilu Lusanus Yom Levad Zeh Beminig Yesh Loi Lachachar Meiko Yesh Lati Lutzorach. So he wants to say maybe all Rishonim could be Meiko, because Lamaisa, it's only a minhag not to get married during the 3 weeks. So according to the Balamor, you only say aneinu in the daytime. So for sure, you can make a chasana that night, the night before. And even according to Rashi and the Ramban, the Rif, that you say aneinu even at night, even though you're eating that night, but you say by that marriage, he says it could be that for the minute of not getting married, maybe it was only instituted during this man that was actually Niker that we're having part of the Avelis, namely in the daytime. So Lemaisa Rav Moshe says, for Biyudzayin B'tam Shachal B'Shabbos Kodesh V'nitcha Poshel Lani Es Daiti Sheish Lesham Shabudinim Yem Tzom Chal Od B'Shabbos Yesh Lam Shnogim B'Shabbos. He says it's Pashut that this year that the Shivasa Batamis is on Shabbos, it's Nidche, so you can't make a chasid of that Motzai Shabbos. But on a regular year, that the Shivasa Batamis, so that night before Shivasa Batamis, that if B'mokam Tzorach, you can make a chasid. According to the Balamor, for sure, because it's considered, it's we only say a name starting the daytime, and even the other Shitas, it's only Nikar in the daytime. But this year, if you want to make a chasid on Motzai Shabbos of Shivasa Batamis, then we wouldn't be able to do so. But it's a chiddush that what Moshe is saying, that most others disagree.
Rabbi, when Reb Moshe says that for a tzarech you could be makdirit, what's the definition of a tzarech?
What's the definition of a tzarech? Sometimes it can mean that there's a parent that's not well. And, you know, it's atat chas v'sholom. And they want the parent to be at the wedding. You know? And they want to have the wedding that night of Shivasa Batamis. Because if they don't do it now, they're going to have to wait 3 weeks. And who knows what will be in 3 weeks. So Moshe says to do it now. I that's one example. I can probably think of other types of tzrachim that could come up in life. But he says you can get it in. You can get it in. Makom tzarech, and you wouldn't be considered violating minhag. Because the whole thing is just a minhag. He said ikar adin. At most, it's only once Rosh Chodesh Av comes. Okay, so let's look. So that's the that's Reb Moshe's tshuva, but it's interesting how he ties it in to the machlokas we showed him about saying aneinu on Leil on the Leil Hatainus. Rav Vosner in the Shevet Halevi also has a tshuva about this. He says on page 16, Mashakasa b'tshuva zigros Moshe l'hakel asas nesun b'leil yitzayim b'tamis nefshalin yitzayim lifsof kibal amor deyomim manenu b'leil yitzayim b'tamis the lokashar rov yishonim because of l'inyan nesun to bin hagim ba'alma b'shem dolo misam the milsa. In other words, it's not good mazel. So efshal lahakel. He says, "Einu nira lahakel klal." He doesn't think he could be making it at all. He says the minig is to be machmir. Kosh came the suffik min of lahakel, and he has died the inkan suffik. He doesn't think it's even considered a suffik. It's pasha that the Jewish day starts at night. Vayerev ayvoker. So then beinat mitzarim starts at night. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun, who's a chashev rav in Brooklyn. His grandson now is part of the Bezdin of Crown Heights, the Chabad Bezdin. Is the
Braun.
This is the grandson. So he says, the grandfather says, he thinks that Moshe should be matter even getting, say someone forgot to get a haircut. You have this all the time. People forget to get haircuts. And then they're complaining. I forgot to get a haircut. So can we be matter at night to get a haircut that night? So the Chora, he says, the Shomer Tzorim Melacha says that according to Rav Moshe, Tisporus is also Mutter. So he says he's not so convinced. But for Eino Nira, I'm going to move to why Eino Nira? Why shouldn't that be Pasha that if you hold you can get married on the night of chassid, you want to say chassid is a mitzvah, so maybe we could I don't know. He wants to say Chassan. Eli Goldberg Shlita wants to say that maybe Chassan is a mitzvah, so we'll let you get in the mitzvah. But to spar us, so there's no mitzvah to have the haircut. So maybe you shouldn't be making. But Lamaisa, I mean, taking a haircut on for 3 weeks is also just a minute. So the question is, if it's a tzorech, so maybe that could be matter. The makom tzorech could be matter that also.
Is there a difference between shaving and
this? I don't know. Why should there be?
The
panopticus
says
the spars. Right, but look. So, stomach should also be the same. Cutting nails is a whole packet. Oh, yeah. You should know cutting nails is one of the most important packets. Yeah. People have no clue about what's the halakhas about cutting nails during Beit HaMitzrayim. And this should tie into Rav Soloveitchik, because if Rav Soloveitchik calls that it's a bit of shloshim.
There's a carpet over here, so okay.
If you hold, we don't. Usually, cutting nails goes together with tisparas, right? Usually, it's together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sell something.
When you
base holder,
you can cut the nails off for 30 days.
Right.
Much easier.
Yeah, so we'll see. But that
was on the other issue, wasn't Barav Machmir on making the wedding?
Yeah.
That's a brisker smart, it's a young times.
Yeah, the briskers say it's right, so here's from Stimler once, it's a young times. Young times. Right. Yeah. So that's the that's the famous truth from Rav Moshe. But people don't realize that the truth from Rav Moshe is the main point that he's tying it in is this machlokus about Anenu, whether you say Anenu already at night or not. Okay. So let me show you now. I want to show you a tshuva from the Shvus Yaakov. Of Yaakov Reisha. The Shvus Yaakov is one of the most chashuva gedolei achronim. They reprinted it, a nice print, page 21. Now go over to page 22. Let's see. It says the Shvus Yaakov on page 22. Alman Sharota Lisa Benam Tsarim Lufishalokiim Adai Mitzvah Peruvu. You have a person, he was married, he lost his wife, he's an Alman. And the Shaila is, could he get married Benam Tsarim? Because he wasn't Makai Peruvu. So if he wasn't Makai Peruvu, he has a mitzvah, like Rav Shechel always says, how can you have a minhag not to do a mitzvah? Right, I can have a minute not to do a mitzvah. In other words, he's ready to get married. Baruch Hashem, he found he's ready to get married. He wasn't Mekai Peruvu, so why wait? Right, if he was a person who's Mekai Peruvu already, so then okay, he's got Mekai Peruvu, so he wants to have more children. He wants to be married anyway. Okay, we have a minute, so wait with the marriage. But he wasn't Mekai of the mitzvah yet. So how can we how can we tell him to wait even one day? That's the shaila. Is an alman allowed to get married? And normally in the din in shloshim, is he not supposed to get married during shloshim? But if you weren't mekayim peruvu, get married. Get married during shloshim if you weren't mekayim. So what's the din of an alman who was not mekayim peruvu to get married during Reina? I'm sorry. Lou, what would you say? Was not Makai Peruvu.
Rabbi, any wedding should be then be able to be done ben amtsarim, because if a young bachur who's 20 years old was Makai Peruvu, if Hannah's fresh hair, the night he wants to get married, should be able to get married during the 3 ben amtsarim too. What's the nafkin? Why is nafkin almond? I mean,
why is nafkin almond?
It should be anybody. I mean, anybody has.
Yeah,
has
question is, why is it not? Is it now that was just the Shiloh? Or is it, there was maybe that was just the Shiloh? But you're right. It shouldn't only be only about an almond.
I should be
with right. So if you're like, so Rav Soloveitchik, he was always into making parallels, categories, right? In other words, so his shita was what? That the 9 days is Shloshim, and Beit Hamtzarim is what is Yud Beis Chodesh, but that's very difficult to understand because if they're not, if the Shloshim, because there's no issue of getting married during Yud Beis Chodesh. No one says there was a person's allowed to get married during Yud Beis Chodesh. That's not a shayla. The Shloshim is not allowed to get married if she was already Kayim Puravu. But the Chorah, see, that was my difficulty when we had yesterday from Rav Soloveitchik, because how could you say that the Yud Beis Chodesh, that Beit HaMitzvah is a bit of Yud Beis Chodesh, if a Maisa can't get married during Beit HaMitzvah? So let's see what he says. The Almon Echad Shirotza Lisa Beit HaMitzvah Shalokim Adai Mitzvah Peruv Rui Sharin Alei Olol Tshuva Afdil L'Chorah Yanir L'Tzad L'Hokel B'Zeh. It should be mutter. Why? That feel about veilus gomer. Even if a person is a mamish and ogel, it lost a pair of chas v'shalom. Bekilu chacham lisa toch shloshim mitzum mitzus peruvu. Oh, ein lo misha yibsham shenu. You're dancing in shin tzadi beis. Kol shekein ba veilus yishona dol chom yikulei hai. Yesh lehokil. And he says, "Gam b'tshuvas chinuch beis Yehuda." There's an old sefer called Chinuch Beis Yehuda. Simen kuf alef. Pasach halacha lemaisa. May tam lisa tochi may svira. Acha lag ba'omer mehani tami. Afalum and hagenu shas. Rinon. It's just boros what in the soon. He says, and during svira, the same thing. That a should be mutter. I am sure the Rabbah Orf was seen, but Frash Shaman Shaminder came by Gavna Latira, or Pigdolim, Matan Shonim. So what's the answer? So he says, but if you say what Rav Herschel Baum just said, you know, if that would be the case, then, you know, the whole Minig would go away. Because most people are getting married, for the first time, and they weren't Makai Peruvu. So then the whole minhag of not getting married would almost be, so it would have to be limited only to people who are Ramakai in Peru. But the Chorah, so I see, so Ani Omer, Kabbalah the Kabbal. So if it is a Kabbalah that you had that you could be Makel during Sphira or during Beit HaMitzvah to get married, if a person wasn't Makayim, so that's a phrase. In Kabbalah the Kabbal. If you have a Messiah, we'll accept your Masorah. Of Aladin, but if you're working with logic, Yesh Tshuva. Then we have a retort.
Yeah.
Shereen, Lehed Yekos of Aran, Huva Beis Yosef, Mashanogim Shalolusa Isha Klau, Afil Misha Elo Isha Abadim, Mishum Dulom Masamna Lumilsa. You see, that's the word. See, and this also, you know, puts it a little bit, complicates what Rav Soloveitchik said. So Rav Soloveitchik again was very into the categories. You know, Shloshim is, you know, 9 days is like Shloshim, and Tisha B'Av is like Shiva, etc. And then you made him a storm. But he says there's another reason, and that is that it's not a mazel d'kashah. So even though you're right, by the Gedorim of Avelus, it should be mutter to get married during the 3 weeks if you never were married before. But Lamaisa, no one does it. So why isn't that? It's a Pashat Halacha that you can get married during Shloshim if you can get, you can even get married during Shloshim if you want Mekai Peruvu. So I, why are you being Machmer here? So he says, because it's Lo Mesamna Lehu Nilsa. It's not a Mazel Dika time. So if it's not a Mazel Dika time, even though I'll pee Hilchas Avelus, it's still Mutter, you shouldn't get married during the 3 weeks. Right, I got married. The minute is to get married in the beginning of the month, when the moon is growing. I got married Gimel Kisla. Yeah. Kav Gimel. Okay. So it's also good. But there's a minute to get married in the this man that the food is growing. So we see that we give Rabbi Daniel Feldman once more. I think maybe he spoke at his Chassid's Tish about this question, about why is it in Shalom Nichush, you know, of doing these things. But it's brought down. It's brought down to the poskim. There's an Indian to get married when it's a mazel dikah shah. So the 3 weeks is not considered a mazel dikah time. Even though al pi halacha, it should be mutter. But that's the minimum. That's why, you see, the thing with Rav Soloveitchik, just putting it into categories, is a little bit difficult to understand, because the maisa, it's not only categories. But because of categories, it should be mutter to get married during the 3 weeks of low key and peruvru. So the he says, and he quotes here that people would get married during Sfira if they weren't Mekai Peruvru. But he says Lamaisa, he thinks you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it because the Ran says Lo Masam Nul Nils. It's not a good sim. It's not a good zman. V'lav hay time and early l'chalik v'idin achad. It's not about veils yochim b'kinen es los fish loyki peruvru. L'sheilu mishim shabsenu. V'kelin lo levadim. Sheikin oilu hayom yishu aveilis the rabim. Avo v'sharoy l'hakil lo. V'kol mokom odei nesum gam shahar hakru v'zumonim yavol l'hakil. V'kain kulei haylo b'kelin lo rabim. Oh, so he says another word. He says like this. You see, when somebody's in Shloshim, so not everyone in the Chas V'Shalom lost them. He lost. This person lost the relative. So everyone else, so he's going to get married during Shloshim. For everyone else, it's not Shloshim for them. So they're going to come, no problem. But if you're going to be Mekel for somebody to get married during the Bein HaMetzarim period, then that means you're not even only being Mako for the Chassid, you're being Mako also for all the guests. Because Mokom like the Sub, now Shaha Kru, who's the one of Yavol Hakel. Okay, Kuli Hai Loma Kalina Larab and Begin Amina. Came to the Gabai Rikan Hechar Chal. So what does it mean? Avo Bishorel Hakel, Mokom like the Sub, now Shaha Kru, who's the one of Yavol Hakel. Yavol Hakel for what? Yavol Hakel what? Dancing? Yes. Or they're going to Yavol Hakel on the whole Bein HaMetzarim, that they'll start being more lenient. Because, I just was at a wedding. So if I was just at a wedding, then I could be able to do this and the other thing. I don't, what does he mean, Yavol Hakel? You hear what he says, Ellie? There was, he said, the reason why we can be Mekel by Shloshim is because that's a private thing for this person. So he's going to get married during Shloshim. Everyone else is going to come. Fine. But here, if we're going to, one person's getting married during Bein HaMetzarim, and all the guests are also coming, who also have the Yisr of Bein HaMetzarim.
I mean, could it mean that the public will take the 3 weeks less seriously?
Right, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe the public will take Bein HaMetzarim less seriously. That's what Avraham Lovitz said. Came to the Bible in Hechra Klal. He knows a story that one chacham was mekel during sfira to let someone get married against the minute. The also zivugon yofa, and they didn't have a good match. Okay, nearly the shomer nafsho yirchak minisum yomim peelu after yaharbet stodim lahakim ki chamira sakanta beisura below levatel haminig befarhesya. Nearly, he's right. I mean, the minig is that. However, I have to admit, the minig is not to get married. There was no right. The minig is not to get married on when. You know, sorry, he's asking a question, and you know the question is good. If you work with the Rav Siso, that it's considered like at least like shloshim, but even shloshim would make. So even by shloshim would make to get married. Somebody's low behind Peru rule, so we should be allowed that during Beit HaMitzorim. And he said, Taki Anukhanami, there was some Rabbanim that allowed getting people to get married during Sfira, if Loki and Peru rule, they allowed to get married. But he says, so he says a couple of things that he says that the reason why you shouldn't get married, even though Al Pi Hilchas Avelus, it should be Mutter. Is because it's not as bad pesugel for mazel almost amnu milsa. That's number one. And the other thing he wants to say is that when somebody has lost a relative, the avelus is only his, so he's going to get married because he's all the kind peruvu. But everyone else will come fine. But if during Beit HaMitzorim we're going to let one person get married, then everyone else is going to come. So that's going to cause, like Avram Levitt thought, what he's saying is that they'll come to be mezalzel in the whole Beit HaMitzorim, because Lamaisa they're also shaykh to Beit HaMitzorim, and then they went and was involved in recruiting with Mecholas during Beit HaMitzorim. Svardim, yeah. So Svardim, Meikar Adin, for those kehilas that they don't have this minhag. So then they can get married.
But an hour or
the cow's going away. You get an hour or you get a never. Ultimatum. Ooh.
But what's going on?
That doesn't sound like a cow.
Yeah. Whatever the circumstances, the time of it's not that she's a crazy person giving you an ultimatum like that. Whatever, it's a time of Mulchama, and she's going, you know, they can get across the border if they're married or something, you know.
COVID.
Test, whatever. No, the whole thing is just a minute. The whole thing is just a minute. So if the whole thing is just a minute, then you can't. Yeah, we were permitted. We're not gonna, like Rav Shetha said, you can't have a minute not to do a din. If the mitzvah get married, then you're never gonna. This is gonna make a break. So,
So,
but this is a fascinating tshuva, this Shvus Yaakov, because what he points out is you can't just make the categories of shloshim we matter for the mokiyim, so we should be matter this. The answer is yeah, but in the other reasons, losam the milsa, it's shy to other people, it's not as manda the sugal for good mazel. So for all these reasons, he thinks that you should not. Should not get married during this. Chamira sakanta meisura. This is it's a sakana, meaning sakana. So a lot of these things that the people ask during, we're going to talk about. People always asking, can I go into a new house? People always moving here. Why are you moving this apartment, especially this time of year? You can't get an elevator because the elevators are all stuck with everyone's moving. He's moving in, he's moving out. And then Beit HaMitzorim is in the summer, is the time that people do it. And people always ask Pinchaylas, is this but this tshuva is a very fascinating tshuva, the Shvus Yaakov.
That makes sense.
Weddings, yeah.
Go on a trip.
Right. We'll have a separate package. That's a trip. That's another. People want to know, can they stay in Eretz Yisrael a little longer? They need to keep Tuk Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. What Shabbos? Tuk Shabbos? You know, can they? But this tshuva of the Shmos Yaakov, I think, is a fascinating tshuva regarding this topic. Okay, Rabosai. Thank you all for coming. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue. Both your Bez Hashem. And tomorrow we want to finish up the pack and we'll do it because I didn't rush through it. Right. Okay. Yeah, you can take.
I
heard
about say like something push up here.
Yeah.
Why is that? I said all the time. Here.
The Herschel. This was what we left through. Rabbi Shreyer, it's a pleasure to see you.
Thank you so much, Yeshua.
Okay, thank you. It's a big covet for you to see you.
Okay.
Good. Kol Tov.
You too.
Wow.
Like one block away. That's your. Here we go.